T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Record-breaking rainfall in New York City yesterday, downpours that claimed two lives. In Brooklyn, a 39-year-old man was found unresponsive in his flooded basement apartment near Kingston Avenue and Rutland Road that was in Prospect Lefferts Gardens. His friend, Akiva.
I was here when they dragged his body out of the water. He was just a very pure, simple person. Didn't really need much at all, you know, and he was a giver. He wasn't a taker.
The man had apparently gotten one of his dogs out and went back in to rescue the other when he was electrocuted and drowned. Renee Phillips is a landlord in East Flatbush.
Every single time when it rains, my heart and pressure goes up because I know what to expect.
In Manhattan, a 43-year-old man was found dead in the boiler room of a flooded basement up in Washington Heights. Meantime, it wasn't just basements. There were videos all over social media yesterday of people in nearly knee-high flooded streets in parts of Brooklyn where some folks were trying to dig out debris that was blocking the sewer drains. Rain yesterday, howling winds today for Halloween, Joe?
Well, in the wake of those flooding downpours of yesterday, wind is going to be the story today, and particularly for the trick-or-treating late this afternoon and this evening. Winds will be gusting upwards of 40 miles per hour during that time. Temperature will be in the lower 50s. Now it's going to make the AccuWeather real field temperatures low 40s. Skies, though, will be clear to partly cloudy. That wind will only slowly let up later tonight. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on New York's weather station. 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Our Glenn Chuck is starting the party early.
Of course, there's so many songs connected to Halloween. I don't know. I really like this one.
I always feel like somebody's watching me, and I have no privacy. Oh.
My karaoke buddy Johnny Mac tells me gets a lot of requests for that one, so here we go.
I wonder who's watching me now.
Who?
The IRS.
I always feel like somebody's watching me,
and I got no privacy.
Whoa.
I think this year I will try a werewolf costume, even though my neighbors don't like it.
Werewolves of London.
Hey, not bad. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A reminder from AAA to make the trick-or-treating rounds with your kids. While the sun is still up, spokesman Robert Sinclair telling 1010 Winds, Halloween is one of the most dangerous days of the year for pedestrians. More than 600 fatalities recorded between 2008 and 2023.
I've seen data that show that a large majority of these crashes take place after sunset. So if the trick-or-treating can get done before the sun goes down, it makes a big difference.
Also, the reminder to keep pets away from the front door so they don't get spooked and run out, and do not give your pets human candy or chocolate, which can be fatal. Good news for 150,000 city school kids. You will have your bus ride come Monday. All of the bus operators have now signed on to an emergency 30-day contract extension with the city. after threatening to shut down service unless a citywide education panel approved a five-year deal. The Panel for Educational Policy at first wanted changes to state law to allow the city to accept new bids for the bus contract, something they haven't done in nearly 50 years. They say part of the reason they want to do that is because the current buses are chronically late and have other issues, including no heat or air conditioning. On the mayoral campaign trail, Zohran Mamdani talked with NBC News about how he would deal with President Trump and specifically the president's deportation agenda.
What I would be doing is reminding New Yorkers of their rights, making it clear that this is not something that we stand for, being proud of our sanctuary city policies, and utilizing the courts, because so many of the threats that Donald Trump makes are not law, even though he seems to believe that just by saying it, they become so.
Speaking to ABC News Live Prime, Andrew Cuomo was asked about recent comments about Mamdani's dual citizenship with Uganda and his insistence that his opponent doesn't understand New York culture and values.
No, you can be a New Yorker and not understand New Yorkers, right? He has been very divisive through this campaign. He has said things that are highly inflammatory, and that's not the New York way.
Early voting continues through Sunday. Election day is next Tuesday. Mamdani's pro-Palestinian stance and his insistence that Israel is committing genocide against the people of Gaza have been an ongoing topic on the campaign trail. Yesterday, Mayor Adams, who is backing Andrew Cuomo, didn't specifically mention that, but he did give a speech on the rise of anti-Semitism in New York City.
And let me be very clear. Hate of any form should concern us all. Whether we're talking about anti-Semitism or racism, Islamophobia or homophobia, anti-Asian hate or any form of bigotry.
The mayor specifically called out an unauthorized art exhibit on Governor's Island that praised Hamas and equated Zionism with the Nazis.
A shocking number of people were afraid to call this out for what it is. But I'm not one of those people. This was a vile, anti-Semitic exhibit.
The mayor's remarks also follows an attack on an Israeli tourist who was beaten near Times Square. Five people indicted in the fentanyl overdose deaths of three 19-year-olds in 2023. That includes the grandson of a Hollywood A-lister.
The fentanyl distribution network was a case of people preying on addicts for profit, says Southern District U.S. Attorney Jay Clayton.
Fentanyl-laced pills distributed by these defendants killed three 19-year-old victims,
including Robert De Niro's grandson. Clayton named Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, and Telegram as apps used to advertise and sell fentanyl.
By using social media and encrypted messaging platforms, the defendants were able to specifically target and influence teenagers and young adults.
A woman known as the Percocet Princess was charged separately with selling the drugs to Leandro De Niro Rodriguez. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
This Sunday is Marathon Sunday in the city, with tens of thousands of runners taking part in the TCS New York City Marathon. Yelena Shakalo of Brooklyn is among them. She began running following some very difficult challenges, including complications from a C-section that have impacted fertility, along with a struggle with postpartum depression.
I'm not going for a time goal. I'm not going for anything besides just a celebration of the day of being a part of this amazing event.
Yelena happens to be a district coordinator for seven public middle schools in Brooklyn that are part of the New York Roadrunners Initiative to launch and expand middle school running programs, and they often run with other educators. On this Halloween day, a ranking of the scariest movies that folks are watching. Is it Scream?
What's your favorite scary movie?
I don't know.
You have to have a favorite. What comes to mind?
Halloween.
Not Scream or Halloween. The Nielsen people say the Megan sequel was the most watched horror film on TV during the first week of this month.
I want you to know, I see you.
Megan?
You better believe it, sister.
Megan had 115 million viewing minutes on Peacock. The original Scream from 1996 came in second, even though it's available on three different streamers. Bring Her Back 28 years later and Whatever Happened to Baby Jane round out the top five.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.